Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. And this week we've been talking pioneer progress, so how the very first Christians, organizing themselves as a church community, began to grow beyond the former boundaries that kept them in, things like ethnicity and language and culture and those kinds of things that used to be barriers were no longer as the Christian movement went global. So we're going to take some time to pray and reflect about what we've learned this week. If you've never prayed before, don't worry, it's talking to God. I'll suggest some topics following a pattern that we use of adoration, so addressing our prayer to a God who matters, confession, saying sorry for something, thanksgiving, obvious, and then supplication is when we ask for something. It spells acts. So we'll pray using that structure. I'll suggest a topic, leave some time for you to pray on your own about it, either aloud using your voice or just quietly in your own thoughts. Before that, we will start with a time of silence to focus our thoughts on God. Well, we start by addressing our prayer to the God of all people, the entire world, the creator of everything we know, father of all who are on this earth. That's the God we're addressing our prayer to. No wonder his movement wasn't limited to one nation or one place in the world. Now in confession, let's apologize for those times we have let barriers stand between us and others who God created. Especially when it means we don't share the good news about Jesus with people because of those barriers. That can be fear of others. It can be narrow-mindedness, it can be laziness, it can be busyness. You know what it is in your life, the barrier that stands between you and others, especially when it comes to sharing the good news. So let's apologize for those things now in front of God. Well, now in Thanksgiving, let's thank God for still wanting to use us, still having a plan for us, messed up as we are, afraid as we might be. God still wants to send us running after people who he loves and cares about who are running away from him. So let's give thanks for that, daunting a challenge as it is. And finally, in supplication, let's ask God to show us who his Spirit is sending us to meet, care for, and read the Bible with. The same pattern that we saw Philip reading the Bible with the Ethiopian eunuch after running after him, let's ask God who he's sending us to go and meet, spend some time with, listen to their deep questions about life, and offer to read the Bible with them. Ask him to take down any barriers that might stand in our way.